ordinance. I look forward to this passing and us moving on and actually making a difference in neighborhoods in Portland as to the out-of-control graffiti that is currently happening, that I am convinced, based on the success of the same approach in other communities throughout the United States, has worked successfully. So I appreciate very much my colleagues' support on this.
Please call the vote.
Adams.
Well, I just want to thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for your leadership on this issue. Again, for me, this is following up on the 1998 voluntary compliance approach that has not worked, and I think this is an appropriate response to the very real quality of life crime that we're facing with graffiti. So thank you. Aye.
Leonard.
And again, thank you, everybody. The Police Bureau was instrumental in crafting this ordinance. The codes hearings officer, who's going to be the adjudicator of any violations, was instrumental in crafting this ordinance. Numerous community members, ONI, crime prevention staff, Aaron Johnson in my office spent nearly a year working on this. I appreciate all the good hard work and look forward to making a difference in Portland. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I also want to thank Commissioner Leonard for working on this. I don't think anybody believes this will solve the graffiti problem, but things are getting a lot worse, and we need to take a more comprehensive approach, and I think this is part of it. I have been approached by quite a few retailers and other folks who are basically taking a position of, you know, maybe they think there's some ways to do this better, and as is typical, the idea would be, even though this has been in the works for quite some time, and I think Commissioner Leonard's done a lot of work to let people know about it, that if we just delay this, then they could come up with a better idea. And I've really assured folks that I believe this work group is a serious approach, and that my experience has been that if once you pass something, people get very, very serious about improving it as opposed to delaying it. And I trust that if improvements come along and if some of the requirements that we have put in place through this vote turn out to be onerous and not effective, that we will revisit those and attempt to make them better. But I think the intent of this is solid, the thinking is solid, and I believe that this will spur the industry to help us find ways to improve upon this package once it exists. And I think that, you know, in life, as in politics, the perfect is often the enemy of the good, and I think this is good. Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Carla, please call 1033. Second reading.
Delegate the director of the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau the authority to enter into intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission to provide professional, technical, and construction services for parks, natural areas, and recreation facilities improvements.
Please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Stan.
Aye.
All right. Please read 1034.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
This is a routine item that comes before the City Council on a regular basis. Staff is here to answer any questions that Council might have. And does staff have any absolutely essential information that makes this unique?
We had two people sign up. My name's Sharon Simmer.
We do have people signed up? Okay.
Yes, to testify.
Could you move the mic a little closer to you?
This is for sidewalk, the assessment for sidewalk repair authorized by the Bureau of Maintenance. We do these assessments four times a year. And I think some material was sent to you.
Yes, we have the exhibits and the ordinance here.
Some material about the person that's going to, some information about the person that's going to testify today.
All right, let's take the testimony. We might have questions from council after that.
Okay. We have Patrick Ghirardelli and Teresa Teeter.
Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Please give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Teresa Teeter, a downtown citizen advocate. I hope this kind of ties in. A lot of the sidewalk repairs around downtown Portland before the MAX train, the new one being put in. Last fall, I photographed Mayor Potter with a wheelchair group trying to get up and through town, and right across the street from City Hall, there's an asphalt rise in the wheelchair ramp. And when I brought it to people's attention and disability persons, et cetera, and the MAX people, TriMet, they said, well, it'll be taken care of when the MAX comes through. And I'm like, they said there wasn't a lot of budget and everything. And I'm like, well, you know, there's people in wheelchairs waiting across the street to come across now. We can't, it would take a small bump grinder 2 seconds to get that bump out of there. And it wasn't appropriate to be given this kind of an answer. And so that problem has existed over the 9-month time before they finally made it up to this part of the town. Also, I don't believe that TriMet negotiated sidewalks very well when they moved the buses down this way, and I drew a blueprint for you to widen the sidewalk by the parks area over here for the people waiting for buses, et cetera. So if you could take all this into consideration for your tax assessment of more funding to go back through and re-widen some sidewalks, since buses are going to still stay down at this end of town so that the new MAX can go through, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, because I am a disabled person, and I have to negotiate a bike and eventually possibly a walker through
and these Tracy, areas. You said you gave this information to TriMet?
I drew a map and brought it to your office, and then also I have contacted TriMet. I asked if federal
We're working
people,
with, do you know Michael Levine's committee?
No. So I talked to Nicole Sharon downstairs. Yeah,
if you stop by my office and get the contact information for Michael Levine, who heads up the Disabled Advisory Task Force for us and TriMet.
Because they had totally forgot to put a wheelchair ramp in at the first bus stop up here.
I think coordinating your efforts with that group, which we're working with, would be very helpful.
I suspect others are. I know next week I'm taking part in the exercise where we're going to go in a wheelchair and try and navigate it ourselves. So.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That should heighten council interest.
Oh, good. I'll be with you
even
again.
More. Okay. Thanks
are
for
you guys doing
thank
that,
you.
Too?
Thanks for being here. I appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
I'm representing the Gardella family at 516 Southeast 28th on a sidewalk repair assessment.
And your name, sir?
Patrick Gardella.
Welcome.
We're asking for a price reduction from over $900 to $500 on the repair. We'd appreciate, or some other amount would be appreciated. The sidewalk has, when they put the replacement in, has some footprints and some other marks for the amount. Just doesn't seem appropriate. The city inspector was out, but you can walk in and you can see it yourself. One of the problems, you sit there and look at some of the sidewalk and you wonder, just, I hate to say it, you don't want to bring out an inspector because sometimes you end up, hate to say this, worse off. You have a simple question. Oh, well, we got to get this as a violation. On a personal note, the sidewalk 516 is used generally, this is a family personal note, for beer drinking and crime use, so we don't feel that we get full benefit. We're asking for a price reduction as since we provide a number of services to the neighborhood in the sense that we're there on the property, keeping crime and other things from happening in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Quick history.
Your name, sir?
George Bean, supervisor from the sidewalk section, transportation maintenance operations. The history is the property was originally posted in April of 2004, and with that posting, the estimate was sent out to the property owner, $190 if the city of Portland does the repairs, but also letting them know that if the repairs are not done in a timely manner, the cost can increase.
Did you mean to say $190?
No, $690. Thank Sorry you. If I said that wrong. The property owner's allowed to do the repairs himself, hire a contractor, or allow the city crews or contractor that works for the city of Portland to make the repairs. The property owner did take out a permit in June of 2004 that expired in August of 2004. There were no repairs done to the sidewalk. We re-notified the property owner in May of 2006 that the repairs were not done. They needed to be complete with a new estimate of $793 due to cost increase. Nearly 1 year later, our contractor did the repairs in May of 2007, and the property owner was billed $909. That's $827 for the repair work, 10% to the auditor's office, brought it up to $902. The footprints that were mentioned. Our inspector went out and took a look. They're not imprints into the sidewalk. They were merely a light mark that'll wear out with time. Someone got evidently into the concrete when it was very firm, but still allowed more water to come to the surface. So there is no damage to the repairs.
Questions from council? This is a first reading.
You need a motion to overrule the objection, and then you can pass.
So move.
It's been moved and second to overrule the objection. Please call the roll.
Adams?
I appreciate your testimony, but I'm going to vote in favor of the overrule. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Stan?
Aye.
So this moves to a second reading. And that calls to conclusion our morning city council session. We will reconvene at 6 p.m. here in these chambers. We're adjourned.
I would have lost money if you told me that you could pull this down with you. Ha, 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 ha.